wedding, a wedding, a wedding, a wedding's coming our way.
Well, there you have it. All the guests have arrived. We have a bride who's getting up the stage for love, her debonair bride crew, a harried producer, jovial gangsters posing as pastry chefs, a flaky Corrine, a Latin Lothario, and an aviatrix.
Surely happening.
And of course, my favorite character, the drowsy chaperone. What more do you need for an evening's entertainment?
The opening of The Drowsy Chaperone, Bob Martin, which was actually a wedding present to him and his wife.
Yes.
To be in a reduced form. And they thought, this has got pizzazz. And they pumped it up. It went to Broadway. It did very, very well. Went to London. We saw it in London with Bob Martin.
Yes.
So we went around the back door. Oh, was Bob Martin there? And said, we're bringing a crowd over. He said, I'm going to Broadway. I've got to go back home. And it sank like a stone when he left.
Yeah.
Which is too bad because the Spectator magazine said, yes, yes, it sends up...
it won all kinds of awards.
Yep. Sends up the old musicals incredibly well, but with great affection, as you exactly what it did. So.
Well, and that song describes...
That's the whole story right there in a nutshell.
Yep.
It did come to Winnipeg, too. I remember recommending it to to MTC, and then when they brought it, I thought, I hope it'll... But it
yes,
did well.
It did very well. You and, took your niece.
And that ends the story. 701-702, Carolyn Kippen, what about the weather for the people?
Oh,
because
well, let me have
I'm Ron Robinson.
Check. Yes, and I'm Carol.
And we are the Saturday Morning Show. Here for you for another hour.
I still have the 6 o'clock weather, so maybe give them another...
We'll give you another minute or two then.
Minute or two, yeah.
Because I'm looking at the Winnipeg Free Press book pages. Picture on the front page of the section with Alexei Navalny. A review of... Patriot, a memoir by the late Alexei Navalny, reviewed by Gerald Flood, who is a past Free Press comment editor. Russian opposition politician Navalny's memoir, Patriot, essential political reading, but be forewarned, it is a downer.
Yeah, well.
And in his last face-to-face meeting with Yulia Navalnaya, his wife and political soulmate, they calmly and dispassionately agreed that he would never be freed, that he would die of some disease or infection contracted in the deplorable conditions which he was held in an Arctic gulag. And that was that. No fear, no surrender. New review, then, of Patriot by Alexei Navalny in the Winnipeg Free Press. That is the big front page review as well. I see a new book on wolves that I'm always fascinated with. Resilience of Wolves stems from social behavior similar to that found in humans. Pack Mentality is the headline. The book, Thinking Like a Wolf, Lessons from the Yellowstone Packs by Rick McIntyre, reviewed by Matt Henderson, who is a superintendent of Winnipeg School Division. Well, you know about wolves then. Book launch season returns, Trio of Talks. I see, just mentioned one here, David A. Robertson, launching the first of a few books by the Swampy Cree author. It's slated to be published this year. This one is a memoir about the Robertsons' mental health. It's called All the Little Monsters, How I Learned to Live with Anxiety.
Eek.
And as well, readers who fancy a Primitivo, Prosecco, or Pinot Grigio while perusing pages of prose can get a bit of a deal on Tuesday throughout January and February at the Wine Bar. It's at the Wine House, 1600 Keniston Boulevard.
Oh.
This is in the Ben Sigurdsson column Paper Chase, but then he also does wine and beer reviews. So the Wine Bar, located in the back corner of the Wine House, a Winnipeg private wine store, has launched a book club, currently slated to run for the first 2 months. No specific book needs to be read, said the club, nor are there any required discussions. Simply show up with your latest book in hand and settle in for some reading. As you enjoy $1 off any 4-ounce glass of wine, $2 off any 6-ounce glass of wine, $10 off any bottle on offer. Wine Bar at the Wine House, open Tuesdays through Saturdays, noon to 9. List of wines being poured at the Wine Bar is always changing. Pop in if you're curious to see what they're offering. Yeah, that's a different kind of book club, I must say. Thank you.
Yep.
Pages of today's Winnipeg Free Press. The at 7:05. What about the weather now, Carol McKibben?
No, I just checked it, and
nothing
it's
there?
Still 6 o'clock weather.
Well, then let's turn to the passing of Peter Yarrow. He of Peter,
yes.
Paul, and Mary, as I said only a week or so back. Pizza, Pooh, and Magpie, as John Lennon said. He was in a different field at university, but he really enjoyed playing and singing and the response he got from the audience. So he changed directions. He knew Mary Travers, but she was quite shy is the word, and beyond that. So it took quite a while to get her willing to come together with Paul Stuckey and herself, and they rehearsed for months before they stepped forward as Peter, Paul, and Mary. Peter Yarrow wrote this, and perhaps this is his best-known song.
Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei. Little Jackie Paper loved that rascal Puff and brought him strings and sealing wax and other fancy stuff. Oh, Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei. Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei. Together they would travel on a boat with billowed sail. Jackie kept a lookout perched on Puff's gigantic tail. Noble kings and princes would bow whene'er they came. Pirate ships would lower their flags when Puff roared out his name. Oh, Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei. Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei. A dragon lives forever, but not so little boys. Painted wings and giant's rings make way for other toys. One gray night it happened, Jackie Paper came no more. And Puff, that mighty dragon, he ceased his fearless roar. His head was bent in sorrow, green scales fell like rain. Puff no longer went to play along the cherry lane without his lifelong friend. Not be brave, so Puff, that mighty dragon, sadly slipped into his cave. Oh, Puff, the magic dragon, lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei. Puff, the magic dragon, lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei.
Peter, Paul, and Mary from their CD, 10 brackets, years together, the best of. 7:09, Carol McKibben, what
yes.
about the weather now?
Well, I kept checking while we were listening to Puff. Finally arrived. It's now minus 12 degrees. The barometric pressure, 100.5 and falling. Humidity, 83%. Wind coming from the southeast at 17 for a wind chill of minus 20. Excuse me. It's going to be cloudy today. Snow early this morning, just about 2 centimeters, though. Wind from the southeast at 20 and then light this morning. A high of minus 10 Wind chill minus 21 this morning and minus 15 this afternoon. Tonight, some more snow, around 2 to 4 centimeters. Wind coming from the north at 30 in the evening. A low tonight of minus 22 and a wind chill of minus 16 earlier in the evening and minus 33 overnight. And that gives a risk of frostbite, Ron.
Right you are, Carol.
Right.
Looking at the Winnipeg Free Press today, the Passages page, which usually is devoted to one person who's had quite a life.
Yes.
In this case, they're reviewing the last year. Choir Invisible, 13 Manitobans who made a difference that died in 2024. Murray Sinclair, of course,
right.
Leads the list. See the musician, Ray St. Germain, here as well. Lyle
right.
Bauer of the Bombers. Olga Fuga, who I meant to mention, we never did get around to mentioning, died at the age of 94, cool. Began her political career when elected a trustee to the Winnipeg School Board in 1963, becoming chair and then being elected to city council in the early 1970s. It was then Fuga began advocating and fundraising for a hospital to serve northwest Winnipeg, eventually persuading the province to build the Seven Oaks General Hospital in 1981. Manitoba director of the Canadian Council of Christians and Jews, honored for activism, by being inducted in both the Order of Manitoba and the Order of Canada. And now lumped in with a number of others, three veteran Winnipeg City Councillors, Evelyn Reese, Jay Eady, and Bill Neville.
Oh, yeah.
Each re-elected several times during the 80s and 90s. Now, we bumped into Bill Neville only a week or so before he died on the street.
No, you're thinking of somebody else. Bill. Okay.
No, you're right. Now, Bill Neville, I used to coffee with a couple of times. We used to talk online.
Yeah.
No, I was thinking of the authors. Who
yes,
I was thinking of.
Jim Blanchard.
Jim Blanchard.
Yeah.
Whose books are still in the Winnipeg Public Library.
Oh, good,
out of print,
good.
I would think. But if you want to get a feel for early Winnipeg, his books are very inviting indeed. Well, you'll have to look at this page yourself because you will recognize probably every name, including Larry Updike. Speaking of radio.
Right.
One other note.
Yes.
In terms of reading, that's this week's Uniter, which you can read online mostly, and you can pick it up here and sometimes at the McNally Robinson Booksellers, and sometimes there's a couple of copies
into
show
the
up at Hildegard's restaurant.
Oh, that's, I saw one there yesterday.
And Into the Music.
Yep.
Front page, bite-sized builds, models, miniatures, and their makers. Several pages of illustrations and a little write-up that opens with, a variety of model builders, but our friend Daryl Audette, gets a mention right off the top.
Of course.
Including the reference to his X-Acto knife that he's had for 50 years.
Whew.
Now, that isn't his original X-Acto knife.
What?
When his mother found that he had one, she took it away.
Oh, yes.
But he bought another one that she never knew of. So it's all here in this week's Uniter, bite-sized
right.
builds. Now, this is the wrong copy. Because it's probably in my file here. Yes. In addition, and this is just a coincidence, I see that an exhibition, Craft in Miniature, MCC Members Exhibition, C2 Center for Craft at 329 Cumberland Avenue, has just opened this exhibition. They asked their professional artists, artisans, and DIYers to use any technique or medium to create works that could not be more than 6 inches in any dimension.
Oh.
So the result, a small scale showcase of the huge talent that exists. Craft in Miniature will be on view until February 27th. So that's the C2 Center for Craft, 329 Cumberland Avenue. You'll have to check with them for their hours. Don't just show up at the door and say, Ron and Carol sent me. I don't think that'll
right.
cut it for you at 7:14. 7:14, wake them, shake them. Get their little shell-like ears up against the radio.
Time for the Children's Corner on the Weekend Morning Show.
Now, Carol McKibben.
Yes.
Do we have any bad dad jokes for the children today? Or a reasonable facsimile?
Yeah, I think we do. First of all, I want to know if you heard that laughing too loudly is illegal in Hawaii.
I didn't know that.
They only permit aloha.
Oh, that's very bad. That's very, very bad. Tell your parents that, boys and girls, over and over until they laugh, until tears run down their cheeks.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I only know 25 letters of the alphabet.
Yes.
I just don't know why.
I see. Yeah, these are pretty bad. These are.
You asked for them.
And you're getting them. I'm in pain now. I must have more coffee.
Yep.
Is that it? You have more, don't you?
Well, you know, my mom used to ask me why I had so much candy.
Why did your mom
ask
you?
Especially after Halloween, you know, we'd secret it away. And,
yeah.
She doesn't know I always keep a couple of Twix up my sleeve.
Couple of Twix up my sleeve.
Yep.
Are they still available?
I think
Twix?
So.
Okay.
Twix are for kids. Oh, that's a different Twix.
No, it's a different, you see.
Yeah.
Well, boys and girls, trust us. That was funny.
Yeah.
Well, we'll have more for you, boys and girls, after we have a funny song for you. And this is for the mom and dad as well, from our collection of Mirzy Doat's 44 Wacky Hits. This man was pretty wacky, all right.
It's a chicken. It's a crow. It's a buzzard.
Run for your lives. It's Kelowna.
Oh, once there was a little girl who lived next to me, and she loved a sailor boy. I was only three. Now I'm on a battleship in my sailor suit. Just a great big sailor man, but I'm just as cute.
Bell-bottom trousers, coat of navy blue. She loves her sailor and he loves her too.
I'm her pappy of the poop deck, coat of navy blue. She's my little anchor, I'm her tanker too. Now other girlies pass me guy, but I don't care at all. She's my little rudder bar, I'm her little yawl. The reason why I think that she is so divine, she has a mustache twice as big as mine.
Bell-bottom trousers, coat of navy blue. She loves a sailor and he loves her too.
And on a nice day when the weather's clear, we take out our schooners and fill them full of beer. I promised we'd get married, then I put out to sea. But come the fall, she bought a yawl and took out after me. I fired a friendly salvo, but she returned the blast right between my forward hatch and my mizzenmast. I was on the top deck as she came along, trying to help a native girl tie up her sarong. I'll give you one guess, what was my reward? So long ago, now everything is fine. We have some little sailor lads, as I remember, 9.
Bell-bottom trousers, coat of navy blue. Sailing as a sailor, we'll be sailors too.
When this war is over, we'd sail the ocean blue. With all our little skippers making up the crew. We'll sit up on the poop deck enjoying peace of mind. They'll be trailing in our wake, their dinghies out behind.
Bell-bottom trousers, coat of navy blue. Daddy is a sailor, we'll be sailors too.
If I look bow-legged at a flag, you mustn't blame it upon my stand.
Jerry Colonna, he of the big handlebar mustache and his eyes. It looked like he had toxic goiter that night.
Oh, dear.
It was disturbing, boys and girls. So, something for the boys and girls from the Winnipeg Public Library. I've looked up their program listings, and you can too, and I'm just looking current, but you can go farther ahead if you like Toddler Time. Help toddlers learn about letters, numbers, colors, shapes, and more by sharing books, songs, and rhymes for children 19 to 36 months. And a caregiver, don't think you can be dropping them off and trotting off for a beer. No, no. 20 to 30 minutes because they have tiny bladders. So this will be Monday, January 13th, 6 to 6:30 at the Cindy Clausen Program Room. That's us, the Harvey Smith West End Library. Used to be Sergeant Park, right?
Yep.
So you have to register, but there are 7 seats left for that. That's Monday, January 13th, 6 to 6:30. Family Story Time in person as well. Help build pre-reading skills by sharing stories, singing, and having fun together. Sounds a good idea to me, without even put an exclamation mark here. Best enjoyed by children up to 5 years with a caregiver. 30 minutes, spaces available. Again, Monday, January 13th, 6:30 to 7, in the program room at the St. Patel Library.
Right.
You have to register, but there are 10 seats left. It can be done. It should be done. It will be done. At 7:20, boys and girls. I have two jokes.
Yes.
I brought these back from Ireland.
Okay.
We were in the, I think it was the Dubray bookstore. Got off the madness of
Grafton Street.
And you go in, it's a lovely little bookstore, but you go up the stairs.
Yes.
We've always been able to find a little table up the top there. They serve their coffee and dainties.
Right.
And up on the wall, I noticed this book. I think it was the Irish Bad Dad Joke books.
Yep. Okay.
So when nobody was looking, I copied two of them down. All right, Carol?
Yes?
What do dentists call their x-rays?
What do dentists call or something to do with
teeth? They call their x-rays. That's right.
Some
of the boys and girls figured it out.
Okay, what is it?
Toothpicks.
Oh, very funny.
All right, one more.
Toothpicks.
One more. I think that's all we can stand.
Yep.
What do you call a potato wearing glasses? Be polite now. What do you call a potato wearing glasses?
Spectator.
That's it, exactly. Hey, spectator. Doesn't get any more Irish than that, I suppose. All
yeah,
right,
well.
7:21.
Yep.
Now, what have you got next? What would you like to hear?
Well, remember we went out to visit the fellow luthier in the Interlake?
Mr. Casey.
Yes.
Yes, Fred Casey.
Fred.
Yep.
And his wife plays ukulele, your favorite instrument.
Pretty true.
And she played a song for you. I'd like to hear that one.
Well, that's right, because she has a new album coming out. It's been quite a while.
Kate Ferris
with Fred Casey, album released January 18th.
Ooh.
Today is?
The 11th.
So it's next Saturday.
Wow.
Crescent Fort Rouge United Church, 525 Wardlaw Avenue.
Okay.
Special guests, Ted Turk and Mr. Peter Paul Van Camp will be there as well.
Wow.
Doors at 6:30, show at 7, tickets $20 in advance. So this is from a picture was sent out on Facebook, so you could check it out. And I've had a note from the man who hosts Planet Mainstage on UMFM. That's 101.5 John. So he's got an interview with her this week, this Saturday, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
So his show, 2 p.m. I don't know when the interview will run there, but anyways, if you want to know more about Kate Ferris, you want to hear John Prentice, that's who I was thinking of, his show, and the interview called After a Slight Delay, today, 2 p.m., to talk about her career as well, and who knows, she might even play this, which I think was something, forget the 4-string, this might have been an 8-string ukulele or more, yes. This was recorded in her kitchen.
Sweet and lovely Swiss girl left her homeland, around the snow-capped peaks no more to roam. She'd heard of mountains that were tipped with fire, and thought to make Hawaii's Isle her home. But as she stepped down from her passage ship in Hilo, a bold Hawaiian beach boy caught her eye. He strummed upon his old-time ukulele and sang a yodel for the Swiss girl passing by. Ukulele, 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 hi. Ukulele, 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 hi. I've never seen before girl that I'd love more. Won't you ukulele come my way? Ukulele, 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 why can ukulele, not give our love a try. I could so happy be if you'd stay here with me, singing ukulele, old lady tea. But true love can run smoothly almost never, and where to live the two could not agree. for she yearned for a cottage in the mountains, and he felt more at home beside the sea. Ah, my beach boy love, you know that I adore you, but I can't live my life down on the shore. And you can't bear to live among the mountains. Are we doomed to separation evermore? Ukulele, 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 how can ukulele, ukulele, we work it out somehow? I've never seen before a boy that I love more. Won't you ukulele come my way? Ukulele, 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 why can ukulele, ukulele, you not give our love a try? My dreams could all come true if I could stay with you, just singing ukulele, oh lady tea. My sweet Swiss treat, we'll find a home together, we'll bind our hearts together with a ring. And halfway between the lava slopes and seaside, our ukulele yodel we will sing. For the volcano side is much like your Swiss mountains, and I can still look out and see the sea. And we'll spend our happy days forever after, singing ukulele yodel lady tea. So ukulele, ukulele, won't you marry me? And we'll lele ukulele, oh so happy be. The hula girls will sway and the music play on our ukulele wedding day. Ukulele, ukulele, if you'll be my bride, build a happy little hut on Mauna Loa's side. And in our mountain home above the bright sea foam, we'll sing ukulele, old lady tea. We'll sing ukulele, old lady tea.
Ferris.
Nice.
Live as she was. Live as she will be on the 18th. That's next Saturday then, Crescent Fort Rouge United Church, to launch her new CD. Now, we played them before when she was, four? I keep wanting to call it Four Small Rooms, and that was actually a furniture store.
Yeah.
Four.
I don't know.
Worked with Bill Quinn and the like, and we recorded it at the West End Cultural Center, I remember. Yes, yeah.
Okay.
Anyways, Kate Ferris, new CD.
Good.
Now, it is 7:27. Just ahead of our march around the breakfast table then. Another treasure found on the back clearance wall at Into the Music, where you can flash your friend's card for a discount on regular price merchandise.
Okay.
This is even autographed.
Wow.
Piece, Ian Tyson.
Wow.
Big write-up on the back. Weird write-up by Peter Goddard, who was a music critic, film critic as well for so long. He talks about a friend who had a particularly nasty streak about him, but when he went to hear Ian Tyson, he actually had a smile on his face. And he says how rare that was. So this from the Ian Tyson album, Old Eon. And we're going to hear, I think we'll hear Blueberry Susan.
The first man that I ever heard playing on the guitar was Roly Boerhaven at Harrison Bay. Sometimes I've blessed him, sometimes I've cursed him, but he started me to pick him, and it's my trade today. Now when Hamish McKenzie first played me the bagpipes, my hair stood on end, and it will to this day. Then his sister Susan, she took me picking blueberries. She made my hair stand on end in a whole different way.
Get the feel of it. Close.
Joined the Masons, Susan joined the Army, and I never looked back on my trip to the stars. They were both just a little bit crazy, but the memory's kinda hazy. I've been playing far too long in these bad country bars. My wife, she's a darling. She comes from Toronto. She rubs my soul back, and she raises my song. And I think whenever I'm boozing about old Blueberry Susan and all the crazy ladies that we knew when we were young.
With Blueberry Susan from Olean, which was released in 1973.
Wow.
7:31.
Yes.
Time for our march around the breakfast table then, as I look at an obituary from Saturday, August 31st for Ernest Walter Phillip, COE. I guess that was his name. For me, I thought it was a decoration.
Oh, right.
Active, engaged member of every community he found himself in. Royal Canadian Army. Treasured collection of HVAC pals. So it doesn't say how long he served in the Army there, but all right. Charles Alexander Horn from September 14th. Proud of his work with the RCMP, and the career was a good fit for his innate honesty, desire for justice and integrity, as well as mischievous sense of humor. And for Pets Nick David, died August 21st. Born in Libau, Manitoba. Entered the workforce in Detroit, Michigan. Proudly served his country in the Royal Canadian Navy from 1955 to 1960, being honorably discharged as leading seaman. So let's make our march around the breakfast table this morning then. From a CD that a friend gave us, we're going to play until we played everything on it. This morning it's okay. The British Grenadier / Grenadier March, the Royal Marines Band. Britannia, 18 songs that inspired a nation. British Grenadiers / Grenadier March, Grenadiers March, Royal Marines Brass Band. There are a couple of things on this. At 7:35, Carol McKibben, I think, yes, we should probably talk about going to the theater.
Yep.
Because we went to see Waitress.
Yes,
we did.
Which
I see is reviewed in today's Winnipeg Free Press, and very favorably, I must say, in the Arts and Life, full page. There's the three ladies, all in their uniforms. Well, of course, in Stephanie...
Waitress uniforms, yes.
Stephanie Tsai actually worked 6 years at Moxie's. How's that for a training ground for... So you want to be a waitress?
Well, I think all three of them...
Yes, of course.
...worked as... actors.
Most actors do, of course. Yep. So this was very successful, I guess, on Broadway.
Yes.
And I meant to look up and see if it was ever done as a film, but starts out with great energy and carries it right through.
Thought it had been, yes.
The men in this don't come off all that well, one of them in particular.
Yeah.
And as I did mention, the fellow who plays the gynecologist, we looked at him and we thought, why do we know that man?
Mm-hmm.
It's like the time we went to see Spamalot, and I looked at this actor and I thought, he died last week on Coronation Street with a conch on the coconut. Yes.
Yep.
So he played... Will Shakespeare
in Something Rotten.
Something Rotten. And here he is on stage in Winnipeg.
Yes.
So high energy, great sets.
Yes. But really, Stephanie Tsai is the...
She must be on stage almost for the entire show.
Yes. Yeah, there's hardly...
I can't remember
a scene that she wasn't in, but I'm sure she was off stage at some point.
What her feet feel like. Well, if you've been a waitress, you're used to it, I suppose.
That's right.
So Ben Waldman today, 4 out of 5 stars then. And I thought we needed a song to go with this.
Yes,
alas, I couldn't put my hand on the song Waitress.
Interviewing Jane Sibbery.
Jane Sibbery.
Too bad.
It was a first release, and it's a tiny cassette somewhere buried in our house.
Oh.
And then I thought, you know what?
Yes.
When I was at CBC, we used to do a recipe every week with Judy Story.
Yes.
And when I got on that show, this is how they always introduced her section.
Oh, of course. Why not?
Say, hey, good looking, what you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me? You think maybe we could find us a brand new recipe? I got a hot rod Ford and a $2 bill, and I know a spot right over the hill. There's soda pop and the dancing's free, so if you wanna have fun, come along with me. Say, hey, good looking, what you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me? Got cooking, gals about cooking something up with me.
Hank Williams from Bit of Vanish Vinyl, Larry's Greatest Hits. And that actually, there's a touch of that in the play because it's set in the South. It's got a twang to the accents.
Yes, true.
And as I look at the program that we brought, just throw out, there was a nice preview for that show as well, because Stephanie Sy's Famous Pies. There's a page of recipes.
Yes,
she didn't do a lot
she
of baking,
couple of recipes.
But her mother-in-law
worked
with her so she could learn to make a tortilla. And there's a recipe here for apple pie. Starts with the ingredients, 5 sweet apples.
Yes.
So we're talking Macintosh, are we?
I would say something more like a Macintosh
than a Granny Smith.
Granny Smith.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Granny Smith is always kind of sour, if you know Granny Smith personally.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
So she plays Jenna in Waitress, love of baking as well, a couple of her recipes, and there's some diner lingo. Now, the review by Ben Waldman talks about a restaurant. It's not a restaurant. It's a diner. It's
right.
Joe's Diner, and that's the feel you get. And if you have your favorite spot to go to, we do.
Yes.
And when you lose a favorite spot, you go, huh.
Yeah.
There's a big hole.
Yes.
And plus, you're hungry now, too.
It's
double plus bad. Anyways, it's a diner, and you get to know some of the little regulars there as well, a little bit hint of. And one of the waitresses has never been on a date, and the other one is an old, rough, tough. Yeah, so you get the full range. So anyway, some diner lingo. Carol McKibben, what does bubble dancer mean if you work in a diner?
Bubble dancer. Something.
Dishwasher.
Oh, dishwasher.
Bubble
right,
dancer,
of course.
Yes. How about cluck and grunt?
Clock?
Cluck.
Oh, cluck and grunt. So a hen and a pig.
Yep. Eggs and bacon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Ick.
You know.
Yep.
Fry too, I suppose, et cetera. Shouting, I don't know my. Eye with a lid on.
An eye with, I have no idea.
Apple pie. Oh, sorry, Eve. Eve with a lid on.
Oh, that
get
makes
it?
More
Apple,
sense.
Apple, Eve. Got to know your Bible.
Yes.
Yep, okay. Whistleberries.
Whistleberries, I don't know.
Baked beans. There you go. It's
right.
On now. It's
all
running
right
through to February. It's not date isn't show on the front here. Just a minute, I threw that page out. Trust me, you want to go now. Don't wait.
Yes.
It'll do very well.
Reserve your seats.
Waitress, RMTC, running now.
Yep.
On this day, born?
Yes.
1923. Well, no, him. But now also 1906, born was Albert Hofmann. Albert Hofmann, Swiss chemist who first synthesized and ingested LSD.
Last night your shadow fell upon my lonely room. I touched your golden hair and tasted your perfume. Your eyes were filled with love the way they used to be. Your gentle hand reached out to comfort me. Staggered from my bed, I could not bear the image racing through my head. You were so real that I could feel your eagerness, and when you raised your lips for me to kiss. We'll be right back.
Electric Prunes from Nuggets, which also includes, well, Lies by the Knickerbockers, but I mean Psychotic Reaction, Count Five, Pushing Too Hard, The Seeds, It's a Happening from the Magic Mushrooms. It's all there. It's all there. All right, Carol McKibben, you had something to say.
Well, no, you cut me off a little bit. I was saying, because we've got headphones on when we're here, it was like electricity in my ears.
Yeah, well, yeah. When I was in grade 11, 12, Mrs. Tataya was our English teacher.
Yes.
And she had a cupboard, a large gray door.
Yes.
And she opened it, and she used to keep books in there if any kids in her class wanted to borrow them. And I remember two of the books were The Doors of Perception and Heaven and Hell.
Wow.
By Aldous Huxley.
Did you borrow it?
No, I didn't.
You were afraid.
I didn't even smoke. At 7:46... 7:46. I'm looking at the Uniter this week. You can, too, online. And they've done several pieces on this author, Dr. Jenny Hagen-Wills. Her embraces her nerdy side in Everything and Nothing at All. Talks about the range of essays and the topics there. And you may remember, we chatted with her here on CKUW-FM.
I'm Jenny Hagen-Wills, author of Everything and Nothing at All, and you're listening to CKUW-FM 95.9.
Now, Sam has died.
Oh.
Now, Dave was already dead.
Oh.
Sam and Dave.
Dave died quite young.
Yep.
Right.
Sam and Dave, American soul and R&B duo, performed together from 1961 until 1981. They had their ups.
Wow.
They had their downs.
Yes.
I think Dave eventually went on and found another Sam. I don't know what the legal implications of that were. And they had differences, yes. Yeah. So we're talking tenor, high voice, Sam Moore, born in 1935, baritone, lower voice, Dave Prater, 1937 to 1988. Nicknamed Double Dynamite, Sultans of Sweat.
Yes.
Dynamic duo, gritty, gospel-infused performances, one of the greatest live acts of the 1960s, influenced the likes of Bruce Springsteen, Al Green, Tom Petty, Phil Collins, Michael. Let's hear the boys.
Oh, no, no, no.
This
wow.
was their, well, they had a number of hits, okay. But this is the one I remember.
Right.
So don't worry.
Soul Man, Sam and Dave, which that song, when it was recorded by the Blues Brothers to go with their movie as well, really gave them yet another boost after times were tough as well. So Sam Moore has died, born 1935. 8751. And I had a birthday just a bit earlier I meant to mention, and that was for Shelby, Carol Shelby, 1923, American auto racer, auto designer.
I was going to say, right.
Ford Shelby, the Mustang, Dodge Viper, Dodge, Shelby Charger. Or you might want something different, like, I don't know, what about a Mercury or two?
Okay. Almost 8 o'clock.
It's gonna have to wait. It's gonna have to wait for the until the lottery gets to 50 million, Carol, I think, before.
Oh, I see.
I'm Ron Robinson.
And I'm Carol.
We'll be back next Saturday morning, 6 until 8. Hope you will be as well. Don't forget, Pages, Radio for Readers, heard here Thursdays, 5 to 5:30. You know what? Next week we've gotta go to a show, a get together for a fund drive, because fund drive's coming early February.
Well,
February 9th.
Because I was going to mention earlier, you needed to use the cassette player.
Yes.
And you'd had some trouble with it over the last few weeks.
Yes.
They had to buy a new one.
Well, I think he may have taken the one from the other room, which means we're down one from the production studio.
Oh, yeah. Dear.
So, fun drive coming. Yes. Yep. Fun drive. So, you know that tooth you were having pulled? Forget it. It can wait till after fun drive. Yep, because we're going to need the money.
It 7:56 might happen
now. Little note for you, and that is McNally Robinson Booksellers and Signature Editions, An Evening with Scott Nolan. The musician, he wants us to remember the writings of Patrick O'Connell. So, Man on a Wheel, a tribute to Patrick O'Connell from Scott Nolan, Thursday, January 16th, 7 o'clock, McNally Robinson Booksellers. Scott will be accompanied by Corey Wolchuk on the piano. The event will be hosted live in the atrium, McNally Robinson Booksellers, Grant Park. Also available as a YouTube stream. Scott Nolan, then, next Thursday, 7 o'clock, McNally Robinson Booksellers. Stay tuned now for Green Planet Monitor. Up next, following that, it'll be Mud Puddle Radio for children of all ages.
Excellent.
Back next Saturday morning, as we say. Hope you will be as well. We'll leave you then with a little Scott Nolan. I think it's what, 3 for Texas? Right, you are.
Famous. Famous in Texas.
Famous in Texas.
Yep.
In Texas.